The 30th anniversary of the South Jacksonville Celebration Pageant is coming up this summer. Some changes were made to the pageant last year, like the addition of Little Mister category and a new location for the show at First Christian Church. Pageant director Misty Rose says the event drew a big crowd in 2015. She hopes to bring the same atmosphere to the show again.
Each one will have an interview, and then they do have a swimsuit portion where they get to choose, you know, a cute little swimsuit to be able to come out and model. And then they also have the portion where they come out in a dress or a suit for the boys and get to, you know, have their time on the stage. They also will have a dance that they've prepared ahead of time that they will perform on stage two.
The 2015 Little Miss was Nora Mackey. Anson Butcher was crowned Little Mister. Boys and girls ages 5 to 7 who live within South Jacksonville's boundaries are eligible to participate in the show. Roe hopes to draw in more contestants for the shows.
We currently only have 4 girls registered and 2 boys registered. So we can take up to 15 boys and 15 girls. So we do need to get more contestants.
An Escape Salon and Day Spa, 230 South Sandy Street, will provide free hair and makeup to contestants on the day of the pageant. Jim Aggert will host the event. Judges include Dia Vortman, Kristen Bess, and Miss Quincy Angelica Neiman. The contest starts at 6 p.m. on July 29th at First Christian Church. The sign-up deadline for the free event is tomorrow. Contact Roe at 243-6445 for more information. A registration link can be found on the story on WLDS.com. Jacksonville police made one arrest yesterday. A 16-year-old Jacksonville girl was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 11 a.m. for theft. The girl has been released into the custody of her parents. Could Jacksonville School District 117 be reconsidering its decision to place an alternative school in downtown Jacksonville? Superintendent Steve Potosik says the answer to that question is yes, according to a weekend report from the Jacksonville Journal-Courier. Potosik told the newspaper the plan to open the new school for elementary school age students on the downtown square next to Lincolnland Community College has generated significant feedback. And although he says most of the concerns are based on misinformation, he plans to explore other options for the school. According to the paper, Potosik says although he doesn't think the option is viable, he says the district will look at possibly moving another program into the downtown building and putting the alternative school somewhere else, among other possibilities. The downtown building is owned by Jim Cook. District 117 will pay $3,500 per month in rent and about $500 monthly in utilities. The countdown is on. Lawmakers in Springfield have just hours to craft and pass a state budget. Deadlines, though, seem to mean little in Springfield. The state is still missing a state budget for the current, soon-to-be last fiscal year. Senate President John Cullerton says he sees his members voting on the budget the House passed last week.
The budget bill, I should point out, was passed out of the House first, but it was negotiated by the Speaker and myself together, and especially the education part of the budget, which increased education funding by $760 million. That was totally signed off on by myself, and we're working that issue in our caucus.
That bill is going nowhere, even if it is approved by the Senate, though, because the governor has promised a veto, and the State House supposedly has a midnight tonight deadline to pass a budget. State lawmakers are trying to get the Illinois State Museum reopened. The Illinois Senate approved legislation yesterday that would allow the facility to operate. The measure would also create a not-for-profit foundation to raise private funds for repairs to the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The museum closed last fall because of the state budget impasse.
Okay, now you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. This is how we do it. When confidential papers arrive at our office, they are immediately taken to the shredding area where a trained worker feeds them through a massive shredder. Then we run all the shredded paper through a hydraulic compactor that makes paper bales, like bales of hay, only much bigger. The bales go to a processing plant where your old papers end up being reused to make a variety of new paper products. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound with a $5 minimum. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
News notes on this Tuesday morning, a couple to tell you about. First off, let's let you know about road closure on Minor Drive in South Jacksonville. Weather permitting, that'll be closed today all the way up until June 3rd, so that's Friday. Access to Minor Drive will be permitted to only those residing on the road at that time. No through traffic. It's being closed due to road work. And the Morgan County 911 Board will meet at 5:30 this evening at the Jacksonville Municipal Building.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.